Hey there, brilliant minds. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one emotion at a time. Today we're diving into something that affects all of us, whether you're glued to your phone or just casually scrolling, the impact of social media on our mental health. Ever feel like your brain is running on an endless loop of comparison and curated perfection? You know that feeling when you scroll through feeds filled with seemingly flawless lives, vacations, and accomplishments? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, folks. Behind those perfectly filtered photos lies a reality that's often more complex. So let's break it down. First off, social media can be a double-edged sword. It connects us to loved ones, sparks creativity, and gives us access to a wealth of information. But it also has the power to distort our perception of ourselves and the world around us. That constant comparison game? It's a recipe for anxiety, low self-esteem, and even depression. Remember, folks, those carefully curated feeds are just snapshots, not the whole story. Social media often amplifies the highlight reel of people's lives, leaving you feeling like you're falling short. But guess what? Everyone struggles, everyone has their own unique journey, and your worth isn't measured by likes, followers, or perfectly posed selfies. Secondly, be mindful of your news consumption. We're bombarded with negativity, from political debates to global crises. It can feel overwhelming, leaving you feeling stressed, anxious, and even hopeless. Remember, it's okay to take a break from the noise. Unplug for a bit, spend time in nature, or engage in activities that bring you joy. Your mental well-being is more important than staying constantly updated on every breaking news story. Thirdly, cultivate a healthy relationship with social media. Set boundaries, limit your screen time, choose to follow accounts that inspire and uplift you, and unfollow anything that brings you down. Remember, you have the power to curate your own online experience. Fill it with positivity, creativity, and genuine connections. Here's a real-life scenario. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who feels constantly pressured to keep up with her peers on social media. She sees everyone posting about their glamorous vacations, career successes, and seemingly perfect lives. This constant comparison leaves Sarah feeling inadequate and anxious. She starts neglecting her own hobbies, spending too much time scrolling through feeds, and struggling to enjoy the present moment. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah can take control by setting boundaries, limiting her social media usage, following accounts that inspire her rather than intimidate her, and focusing on her own goals and aspirations. By making conscious choices about her online experience, Sarah can reclaim her mental well-being and live a more fulfilling life. Remember, folks, you are in control of your online journey. Choose wisely, be mindful of your mental health, and never forget that real happiness comes from within, not from external validation. Keep those emotions flowing, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.